From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. He plays bumblers, dopes, doofuses, the occasional criminal, and porn star, John C. Reilly. Walk hard. He sported a pompadour in the mock biopic Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. He played Will Farrell's mustachioed sidekick in Talladega Nights.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band, and I'm in the front row and I'm hammered drunk.
And he was a painfully earnest LA cop in Magnolia.
You're listening to your music so loud, you're going to damage your ears.
John C. Reilly's latest movie is the romantic comedy Cyrus, and our co-host Melissa Block talked with him today about taking on the role of a romantic lead.
John C. Reilly's character is also named John, a shambles of a man whose marriage ended years ago. He falls for a woman named Molly, but he has some tough competition. Her 21-year-old son, Cyrus, who lives at home and has an unusually close relationship with his mother. Reilly told me most of the dialogue was improvised. He says it was a challenge, at times uncomfortable, and he thinks it makes the movie more natural and more tense.
I almost think of the movie as like an emotional horror movie where it's like, don't go in that door. There's a dysfunctional relationship in there. Like, it's really funny the way, the movie does build in tension almost like a horror movie. We think someone's going to get stabbed or, you know, some crazy monster is going to jump out of a cabinet. But what it really is it's just the tension of these relationships. And I think the reason that the movie is tense and the tension increases in it is because the relationships seem really real. You know, they're very relatable people.
Would there be times in these scenes that where you're improvising, especially with Jonah Hill, who's very funny and also very scary, when things would just go off the rails, when you would just be cracking up and they're just delicious outtakes that we'll never see?
You know, I'm pretty good about not cracking up. There's something in me that has, you know, I just get this eye of the tiger kind of attitude. When I feel like I'm about to start laughing, I kind of get more serious, which tends to make other people laugh even more. But the thing with film is if you just start cracking up in the middle, if you break, then the take is no good, you know? That said, you know, a lot of times in comedies, you're trying to get right to that brink, you know? Because the air kind of gets carbonated when people are about to crack up, you know? And, you know, that's the line you want to ride because that's when things get funny for some reason.
What are you telling yourself to keep that, what'd you call it, the eye of the tiger sort of face on? What are you saying inside your head to keep the laughter from coming out?
Basically, the take is ruined if you laugh. You know, it's this strange oppositional force. You're trying to be there in the moment, and at the same time, you're trying to pull yourself out of the moment so you don't start laughing. And, you know, the impulses for creation and destruction are like pulling at each other in those moments.
Your character, John, is a mess. He's in a real tailspin. And in the scene that I want to play you a clip of, you're at a party, you're quite drunk, and you've just met a woman named Molly. This is the woman played by Marissa Tomei.
I can't talk to you. What am I doing? I'm just going to mess this up. Because you're a really hot girl, and I'm sorry.
You're not messing it up.
Are you flirting with me? This is insane.
So it's insane, but you do get the girl. You get Molly.
Yeah, yeah. Don't act so surprised, Melissa. she's looking for someone who's honest, and I'm looking for someone who's honest, and, you know, I think, you know, these guys are in their early 40s, and they've kind of been through the dating game, and they're both lonely, and they're just looking for someone who's going to accept them the way they are and tell them the truth, and you know, they both kind of set aside some of the rules of the dating handbook in order to get to know each other quickly.
There's a moment at this same party that we just heard the scene from where you crank up the music and you break into a kind of a song and dance routine. You're again quite drunk. Let's take a listen.
Yes.
You think you changed your mind? You're gonna change it back a week. Oh, these songs.
not my finest singing moment.
No, and what's interesting, John C. Reilly, is that we know from your other movies, like Chicago and Walk Hard, that you can sing. You have a great voice. So I wonder how hard it was to sing bad, or is it just really easy?
It wasn't that hard, believe it or not. For someone who's like spent his life trying to become a better singer, and, you know, I've done a lot of music work over the years, it was really humiliating to be standing in front of this group of extras at this party, none of whom I knew. So it was a very flop sweat inducing moment for me.
I've read that it was musical theater that got you started in this business in the first place back when you were a kid in Chicago.
Yeah, I started doing musicals at the local park near my house. I wasn't doing musicals because I had some love of musicals. I was doing musicals because I was interested in acting, and that's the only thing that anyone did in my neighborhood. There weren't any children's production of Ibsen or Shakespeare, you know. It's all Free to Be You and Me and Brigadoon and Jesus Christ Superstar. And oh, the list goes on.
What was your first big musical part?
Let's see. We did... Actually, my breakthrough role, I would say, in maybe sixth grade was Peter Pan, the original production of Peter Pan. I played Captain Hook.
Oh, excellent.
It was really fun. I mean, that's a great show. I still love the music from that show to this day.
You want to sing us a song?
Maybe in a minute. Hey, you know, you were asking me about playing romantic parts, and I just thought of something else, which is, I have to admit, like, as much as I feel like I'm a romantic and I really did enjoy playing a romantic part in this, there's something about like the physical part of like kissing and having to get naked in a bed is something that that I'm really much too modest for. I really, hats off to people that have to do that in every movie, because I think the assumption is from audience members is like, wow, that must have been really sexy. except it's not. It's like all the uncomfortableness of a new sexual encounter without any of the pleasure, you know?
and a lot more company.
Yeah, a lot more company. Most of it male.
Well, John C. Reilly, it's great talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
And what about that Captain Hook song?
Oh, let's see. Well, Captain Hook doesn't actually do much singing in that play. Oh, no, you know what's better is this other song that the children sing where they... And I still think of it. It goes, let's be quiet as a mouse and build a lovely little house for Wendy. Lovely Wendy. Anyway.
It never goes away, does it?
No, no.
John C. Reilly, from Peter Pan to his new movie titled Cyrus. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.